Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
From KDKA Pittsburgh, I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Monday, November 26th. After months of discussions, the East Pittsburgh Police Department is being dissolved. It's the result of questions raised about the department after Officer Michael Rossfeld fatally shot Antoine Rose in June. The decision was made at a borough council meeting last week. Here's KDKA-TV's Amy Wattis.
A council member KDKA spoke to off-camera says the people of East Pittsburgh should be receiving a letter next week outlining this decision. State police will be taking over law enforcement duties in East Pittsburgh. Now, you may recall that Rose's family filed a wrongful death lawsuit against East Pittsburgh, the mayor, the police chief, and Rossfeld. As for Rossfeld, his trial begins in February.
The department's last day will be December 1st. The Diocese of Pittsburgh has placed Father Joseph Feltz on administrative leave. Allegations in a lawsuit claim he sexually abused a minor in the mid-80s. The 65-year-old Feltz recently served as pastor of St. Christopher Parish in Prospect Butler County. According to the complaint, a 48-year-old man says he was a 9- or 10-year-old altar boy when he was repeatedly abused by a group of priests, including Feltz. Over 300 nurses at Indiana Regional Medical Center won't be working today. KDKA-TV's Pam Serrano has the story.
The nurses' old contract expired on October the 31st, and since then, the nurses' union and the hospital have been trying to negotiate a new contract, but they have come to an impasse. And from what we understand, they are going to bring in replacement workers this morning. The hospital has offered a 6% wage increase over 3 years, but the nurses' union says with an increased amount proposed to their health care premiums, that salary increase just does not balance out for them.
The nurses say this is a one-day walkout. I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.